Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom again, everybody. It's April the 20th, according to the Gregorian calendar. And we've got to make sure that we are listening to the right voice in order to make the right choice. Deception is all around us. Deception is actually manifesting itself in such a way to where it is almost impossible to discern the truth in certain scenarios, in certain situations. Let us pray. Father, right now, in the name of Yahshua, we thank you and I thank you for this day. I thank you for the opportunity to come before you, my mind and my life to you, to allow you to arrange righteous thoughts in my life and in the life of those who's listening to us in this broadcast. Please make it very clear to us, according to your Urim and your Tumim, as to how to hear from you correctly and know it's you, so that we're not deceived. There is a tremendous amount of demonic activity that has been released upon the earth to deceive the whole world. And Father, we need your spiritual discernment to fulfill the will and the purposes that you have for us in these end times, in these last days, so that we may be triumphant in you. We ask forgiveness for not only our sins, but that we choose to make a quality decision to forgive those who have sinned and caused iniquity and transgression against us. We thank you, Father, in the precious name of your Son, our Savior, our Lord, and for most of us on this call, our spiritual husband, in Yahushua's name, amen and amen. Well, let's look at a passage of Scripture so that we can get an understanding of the right voice in order to always make the right choice. And that would be in the Gospel of Matthew. So we're looking at the Gospel of Matthew, and we're going to go into the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4. And from chapter 4, we're just going to read probably verse 1. I'll probably read verse 2 as well, but verse 1 is the key. And this is in the King James Version. It says, "Then was Yahushua led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungered." Now, why would the Holy Spirit send Yahushua, Jesus, into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil? Because didn't the Father want him to understand the right voice so that he can make the right choice? And if that's the case, then how does this make sense? Well, as you read this passage even further, which we're not going to do at this time, it goes all the way to about verse 11, and it begins to share with us some of the three temptations that the adversary, that Hasatan, actually poses upon Yahushua, upon Jesus. And these three temptations are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life and of according to and pertaining to this world. Why would the Holy Spirit allow this to happen? Well, the reason for this is so that Yahushua's senses, spiritual senses, can be sharpened into knowing the difference between when the Holy Spirit speaks and when the devil speaks. Knowing the difference between when the Holy Spirit is prompting you or me to do a thing and when the adversary is prompting us to do a thing. When we drill down and look at these three, they should pose three questions. Is this going to cause me or you to focus more on myself, on ourself, than on Yah, than on God's purpose for us? Is it going to focus more on my purpose, my desires? Is it a narcissistic spirit? Kind of like a Burger King commercial. Have it your way instead of having it Yah's way. That's important to understand. Because if it begins to cause me to focus more on me and my needs, then I have to be careful that I'm listening to the wrong spirit or the wrong voice, which means my choice will be the wrong one. And the second one, lust of the eye, also is a narcissistic spirit. Talking about what my material needs are or desires are compared to the purposes and the plans that Yah has for me, for others. It's still focusing on me. And the third, focusing primarily on this temporal life more than the eternal life that he wants to give us. Keeping my thoughts narcissistically focused on this and on me and on the pleasures of this world. The Holy Spirit was allowing Yahushua to get a perspective. He needed the perspective so that he could discern between right or righteous and wrong, disobedience. All disobedience focuses on your own personal wealth and gain. The Holy Spirit wants you and I to see the difference, to understand the difference, so that we aren't beguiled like Eve, so that we don't find ourselves sinning like Adam, so that we ensure that we understand that there's an eternity waiting for us. Now, that eternity could be an eternity with Yah, or it could be an eternity in hell. The choice is ours. Trust me when I say the Holy Spirit is not the one to blame, especially in this scenario. The Holy Spirit is there to help us pass the test. There are tests while on this earth that we have to pass in order to ensure that we fulfill the will and the purposes that he has for us. Those three tests are the tests pertaining to my fleshly desires, the tests pertaining to my emotional desires, and the tests pertaining to the attitude of wanting to be spiritually on top, no matter the cost. The Father has already made us spiritually on top with the cost of obedience. But this is one of those situations where the adversary was trying and is still trying to get us to settle for striving for the best. We need to make sure we understand that the redemptive work of Yahushua is just that. It redeemed us. It put us back place again. So each day that we wake up, we are in first place. It's as if you go to school, and before you take the test, the teacher puts on your paper a score of 100. Your goal is to maintain that 100 grade for the rest of the day. Your goal is to walk circumspect for the rest of the day. Your goal is to watch what you say and do to ensure that it's in accordance with the Torah for the rest of the day. And as you do that, then the 100% that you received at the very beginning of the day is solidified. It's yours. You get to keep it. So, Father, right now we just pray, and I pray, that we understand that concept and that we don't look at trying to strive to be, but we look at maintaining what we've already become, maintaining that 100% relationship with Yah. We ask that right now for each and every person. In the precious name of Yahushua, we pray. And until next broadcast, Shalom, Shalom.